Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith is about to get an illustration of the dangers of failing to show progress on settlement of Taitokero claims. Whānau from Ngāti Hau are occupying a former school at Tōwai. The school closed in 2004 because of a falling roll, but the Crown refused requests by the hapū and others to land bank the 2-hectare property because of the significant cost that would incur. Instead, it was bought by Housing New Zealand and then onsold when development plans fell through. Ngāti Hau Uri and Green MP Huhana Linden says the Crown needs to buy the property for fair market value and hand it over to the hapū.
Ngāti Hau Akirama whānau, the haukainga of Tōwai, are in there occupying right now. They're there and they want to hold that space because the Crown needs to do right. They were asked over a decade ago to protect that land for hapū purposes. And so the call is the Crown needs to step up and do right by the vendor and do right by the hapū and bring it back into hapū hands.
Huhana Linden. More than 300 kaimahi working for Te Aka Whai Ora have been formally welcomed back into Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand. A porphyry at Pipitea Marae in Wellington yesterday marked the next stage in the disestablishment of the Māori Health Authority. Its former Chief Medical Officer of Health, Rawiri McCree Jansen, says staff have been working on putting contracts in place for the 188 Māori program providers.
They need certainty, and there's a whole lot of work we're doing in the health workforce. It needs to continue, and then there's a whole lot of programs, you know, like immunisation's a good example, but on top of that, there's a whole lot of work we're doing in terms of cancer care. Te Aka Whai Ora teams inside Whatu Ora have this opportunity to really push hard around cancer.
Dr. Jansen says it's too early to tell whether any positions will go part of the government's public service budget cuts. A free fees scheme is helping Counties Manukau Rugby bring more tamariki into the national game. Manurewa Secretary Renee Maxwell says her club came up with the idea in 2021, and this year 11 of the 17 clubs have dropped fees for junior players, with help from Active Auckland Sports and Recreation. She says in the first year almost an extra 100 kids joined Manurewa, and the number has gone up every year. Similar schemes for girls' Ripper Rugby is helping keep the game alive in Auckland's largest Māori suburb.
To have more Māori in our club and in our community. If you walk through our club, well, I call it my marae, because I've grown up at a club my whole entire life, but you can see and resonate the Māori culture throughout our club.
Other clubs who have signed up to offer free fees are Weymouth, Pukekohe, Patumahoe, Waiuku, Onefero, Tuako, Te Kauwhata, Maramarua, Puni and Jury. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!